Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now is Nicole Armbruster, who is a member of the Lansing School Board. Good evening, Nicole. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Very good. You're getting ready to head off to a meeting this evening with the Lansing School Board. It's kind of a special meeting, though, isn't it?
It is. I think we will be seeing the school consolidation recommendation tonight.
And do you have any expectations of that so far? You haven't seen what is final yet. Do you have any ideas as to what you're going to see tonight or expectations?
I only know that the board has asked that, we take a look at closing both a high school and a middle school. So I assume those different options will be presented. I hope they will be presented with numbers. That seems to be the thing. Everyone kind of speculates as to what we can and can't close, but we really need to see the numbers.
Well, and one of the things I know that has been discussed, and there has been confusion in the past weeks over consolidation or closing of Wood Creek or in Dwight Rich Middle School, and the numbers are what haven't made much sense there yet either, because there is some talk that there would be very little money saved, if at all, and I guess one of the questions then would be, well, then why do it?
Right, and I believe when the Consolidation Committee was originally formed, it was to save money and to promote academic achievement. What came out of it was strengthening the K-8 STEM program, which has been very successful, and the parents love it, and the students love it, but unfortunately didn't yield a lot of savings. So it became more of just an academic achievement, as opposed to a budget savings.
Which is not bad in the long run, but it just may not be the goal of the consolidation part of this.
Well, that's the thing, too. When you look at school consolidation, I mean, arguably we're running, if you look at our enrollment versus our capacity on an aggregate level, we are running too many schools and it's inefficient. But it's just one piece of the puzzle. And when you're looking at, up to $30 million deficit, you have to look at everything. And just closing a couple of schools isn't going to fix the problem. So,
what are you seeing? I mean, and you and I spoke for just a moment as we started here. You picked a very interesting year to join the Lansing School Board.
I definitely did, yes. Very challenging.
Well, and it is challenging. And when you look at the kind of deficits that you're talking about and trying to come up with solutions, this is not an easy task. And everybody's got a piece of this puzzle, don't they?
Absolutely. And, I mean, we're looking at, $180 million budget with a $30 million deficit and 85% of it or so tied up in wages and salaries. So, unfortunately, we do have to look at wage and benefit concessions. Everything has to be on the table at this point.
And is that part of the meeting tonight, the finance meeting this evening?
I'm not sure if that will be discussed tonight. That is something we are in negotiations with the LSEA right now, and we have a team that handles that, and we've kind of said, what our parameters are, and we're working with them.
Now, the Finance Committee, that's what this meeting is officially this evening, but it is expected that all 9 board members will be there to take a look at this consolidation recommendation, isn't it?
It's my understanding that we'll all be there, yes.
And do you get a presentation from Superintendent T.C. Wallace this evening?
That's also my understanding. I haven't actually received an agenda, but my understanding is he and his cabinet will be making a presentation tonight.
And this presentation, and again, I know we're kind of talking in abstract at this point, Nicole, and I apologize for that, but it's supposed to not only include consolidation recommendations, but also recommendations for trimming that $30 million or so, isn't it?
And I think that got a little muddled at the last meeting when we were asking him to come back from spring break and have all of this ready. And we went from, make some school closure recommendations to all of a sudden you must have the budget balance. So I know that I actually said, well, can we narrow this down a little? And right now just focus on the school consolidation piece of it, especially with the magnet fair coming up this weekend. And I don't think that's fair to the magnet programs, more specifically the STEM program, or Rich, or Wood Creek, to not have an answer for them, going into the magnet fair.
And that is one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. Could you tell folks about what the magnet fair is?
Sure. The magnet fair is this weekend, Saturday, at Patton Gill Middle School. Basically, all of the different magnet schools, it's they exhibit their program, try to entice people to come apply, you know, see if your child has an interest in that area, which is why, arguably, it would be fair for the STEM program to know going into it, you know, whether or not Wood Creek's going to be at Rich, or I don't think that eliminating the STEM program has ever been an option.
And there are some folks who may not be aware of what the STEM program is, and that's an acronym. My understanding, it stands for Kindergarten through Eighth Grade Academy that focuses on science, technology, engineering, and math.
Correct, yes.
And
there are a lot of acronyms.
Yes, there are. But this is what is one of the proposals on the table for Dwight Rich in combination with folks from Wood Creek. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. And, you know, engineering being one of the largest growing fields, you know, if not just in the country and the world, but certainly something we want to promote within our district. And as I said earlier, the parents and the students have all really loved it. At Sexton, either on their way to nationals or just went, I believe they're on their way to nationals for the robotics team. It's been very successful, so it's definitely something we want to continue.
And in terms of parent involvement and community involvement, now more than ever, you're seeing an importance for that, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. And I say that every day. And I think we need to encourage people to not just be involved when your school's on the table. You know, you need to be involved in the entire process. You know, what can we do? Can we think big picture? You know, I would love to look at restructuring in general. I don't really like the idea of just closing. I'd like to look at other options. You know, can we do a ninth grade academy? Can we put the sixth graders back in the elementary? Can, you know, I want to look at all these different options that could maybe allow us to restructure instead of just close. And I think that's something that the community and parents really need to be involved in.
Now, this meeting will happen tonight, and there'll be some proposals on the table. What is the mm-hmm. next step for the school board from here with these recommendations in front of you?
Well, I imagine there will be a lot of debate tonight. I can only speculate, but I imagine there will be a lot of discussion anyway. And from there, we have our next meeting on Thursday.
And that's a regularly scheduled meeting.
That's a regular scheduled meeting, and I think ideally we would like to be able to make a decision by then.
Absolutely. What now, this meeting tonight is open to the public as well?
Yes, it is.
And that is where and when?
It's at the administration building. It's 519 West Kalamazoo, and it starts at 5:30.
Perfect. Well, Nicole, I thank you for your time running around trying to get to meetings this evening. I think information, as I say often, is powerful, and the more people have, the better decisions can be made. So I appreciate your time to be with us this evening.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Right. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Nicole Armbruster, who's a member of the Lansing School Board. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.